We repulse ourselves. I mean, I used to look in the mirror and go, well, I'm not going to shag me, that's for certain. Because that's what narcissism is all about, is looking in the mirror and going, God, I'd like to have sex with myself, you know? You know, it's all sort of self-attraction thing. And then when you got the acne thing, you just go, oh, no way. And parents should tell you the facts of puberty. Look, your hair's going to go greasy, your face will become a general plague area. Here's a book on the Black Death. Tufts of hair will grow on your chin, not in a sexy stubble way, but in a continuing plague theme. Down here, I'm not even going to talk about that. But here's a picture of your Uncle Jim. Sorry, it's the other way. No, that's your aunt, sorry. That's Queen Victoria. And it's over months and years, isn't it? Puberty's over months and years. It should be one day. Get the fucker over with. Go into school. Sorry, I'm late. I don't know why I was late. By the time you get home, right, I'm going home to get a job with a drill. And that one day at school will be weird. Sorry, I don't know the answer to that question. I don't know. Excuse me, can I be excused? I seem to have the plague. And then I had to chat up girls, and I'd never used my vocal ability to chat up girls, and when your voice is breaking, it's very hard, saying, oh, God, I'm Susan, I really, I don't fancy you. I saw you in the plague. I had to chat up girls, and I'd only tagged them before, and I didn't have the verbal power to be able to say, Susan, I saw you in the classroom today. As the sun came from behind the clouds, a burst of brilliant light caught your head, was haloed in front of me. You turned, your eyes flashed fire into my soul. I immediately read the words of Dostoevsky and Karl Marx. And in the words of Albert Schweitzer, I fancy you. But no, at 13, you're just going, hello, Sue. I've got legs. Do you like bread? I've got a French loaf. Bye. I love you. So it was all not working very well. And later on, when we become more mature, we have that line. If you're talking to someone getting on well, you can say that great line, do you want a cup of coffee? And if they go, yeah, okay, then sex is on, yeah? That's the unwritten rule. Doesn't always work. If the president of Burundi says, would you like a cup of coffee? You're not supposed to go, oh, I'm in here. And how do you take it? Anywhere I find it, big boy. Oh, just a cup of coffee, all right. Thought you meant, do you want a cup of coffee? So you're from Burundi, are you? Fantastic, yeah. No, I know, it's near Zaire, isn't it? Near Tanzania. Yeah. Yeah, no, I learned them all when I had chicken pox. Now, I've got to go now because my grandmother's on fire and... But normally it does work, as long as you keep the chat sexy. Yes, I like my coffee hot and strong. Like I like my women hot and strong. With a spoon in them. Ah, the curve of the spoon, the curve of your breast. I like to run the spoon across my lid. Then you're pretty close, yeah? And I was a very, very driven Boy Scout. Very driven Boy Scout. Driven everywhere I was. Such a crap joke. Other nights I never even said it because I thought, it's so crap. I'm just laughing that you laughed. Anyway. But I was a driven Boy Scout. No, I was actually just driven. You know, I was just a... forget this. Anyway. So, I had all the badges. I had my sort of landing on the moon badge. You know, Vance badges. My nuclear fusion badge. And my Menachem Begin disguise kit badge. Which was great, and so I was a top scout, I was a chief scout, had my own tribe and everything. And me and this other guy who was a chief scout, we went on an outing, a sort of chaperones for these girls who were slightly younger at school. So 10 girls, 2 boys, pretty good odds for a shy kid. We go to an activity centre where you climb a tree and eat a sausage, and it's kind of, you know, it builds your character so you know about sausages. And we end up in a swimming pool, and I'm doing splashy-splashy with this girl I really fancy. And she's doing splashy-splashy back, and I'm going, fucking hell, splashy back, you know. Because splashy-splashy is the aquatic equivalent of, do you want a cup of coffee? So splashy-splashy's going well, and I suddenly think, I know, I'll turn, I'll do swimmy-swimmy, and then maybe she'll do swimmy-swimmy too, in a kind of chase-me way. And then we do catchy-catchy and underwater sexy-sexy. But I turned, and I was so elated that Splashy Splashy was actually working that I just swam like a boy chased by Sharky Sharky. I swam, swam, and I swam. And I was in Egypt when they caught up with me. That's a long way from England. He goes, England, Venezuela, Beirut, Africa, Cincinnati, Hanging Gardens of Babylon. It's near Switzerland. So, yeah, it just wasn't working. And I was saving my virginity. And then, you know, it's cool to lose your virginity at 13. Yeah, so, yeah, I was 13, she was 25, you know. I don't know, I was an animal. What can I say, you know? But I was saving my virginity for a woman made out of breasts. And I was getting on. I was 18. They're going, have you done it yet? I was going, I'm not from your country. Going to college, you know, still nothing. And I thought, stop saving yourself for some imaginary person who isn't there. Just lose your virginity. Find anyone, as long as they got a pulse. Or not. Pulse optional. And I was 21 before I lost my virginity. 21. That's not cool at all, is it? But then I tell everyone about it, so that's quite cool. And I've done it since then. But the weirdest thing of all was I actually lost my virginity a year before I lost my virginity. I was, weird. I was, when, a year before, when I was 20, I actually had a night of wee hey hey hey. So next morning, it's one of those post-virginity breakfasts. I was thinking, you know, hey, just sit there, breakfast, cereal, bacon and eggs, bit of coffee bubbling away, freshly squeezed mango juice. She's going, you're very chipper this morning. I'm going, yeah, fucking hell, yeah, because last night... Lost my virginity. Oh, yeah, with who? I did this for an hour, and I was going, with you. What the fuck, fuck. What the fuck was last night all about? What, you know, and she said, no, and we had this conversation, and the words ejaculation came into the conversation, and the word premature as well. And I came back with no ejaculation, mature ejaculation. Not premature, post-mature, veteran ejaculation, wise, learned man ejaculation, mature man who does the washing up type. But she said no, she vetoed it. She was China in the United Nations Security Council. In the United Nations Security Council of my virginity. And so it just didn't work. It was, fuck me off, I tell you. But she's dead now, so... Yes. Oh, she was in L.A. in a car with Engelbert Humperdinck. And... So that's the end of my show. And I do like to end the show with a kind of, feeling. And I think I've done that quite well. But thank you very much for being here. Hope you enjoyed it. Yeah.